Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Christmas at Claridge's by Karen Swan, read by Imogen Church. Prologue, April 2003. She awoke with a start. Her dream had been greedy, sucking her into a deep, motionless sleep, and her heart pounded heavily within her chest at the sudden fright. Above her head, the thin blue paisley curtain fluttered wildly like a trapped bird at the open window, the room falling into sporadic darkness as battle-fresh storm clouds surged across the sky, blocking the moon's earthly gaze. She blinked and lay perfectly still, watching the curtain flap and flail, and listening to the ghostly sounds outside as the gusting wind skimmed the sea's skin and sprayed droplets through the air, misting the sheet so that it clung to her body like a shroud. The bang came again and she jumped, not because it was particularly loud, but because it was out of place. The storm had been forecast and everything was tethered. That gate had been locked. She had done it herself. In one move, she was up on her knees, her face scrunched against the wind as it found her in the narrow window and whipped her long dark hair around her like Medusa's snakes. She saw the dark green trellised gate bang against its metal post again before sweeping back on its hinges, ready for the next attack. Her eyes lifted to the frothing surf behind it as rearing white horses stampeded the inlet, throwing themselves against the basalt rocks, while the gate crashed closed again and again and again, the drummer boy to the sea's cavalry charge. If she was going to get any sleep. Her bare feet touched the cold tiled floor as she pulled on the white dotted cotton nightdress it had been too muggy to wear before the storm had broken. She opened her door soundlessly and looked down the long hall. Shadows played in silence, interrupted only by the caprices of the clouds, and downstairs a Viennese wall clock ticked. She ran lightly, the pads of her feet making a tiny, sticky patter only the mice could hear. She moved like a ghost through the kitchen, automatically reaching high for the back door keys that were stored safely on a hook. But they weren't there. Tentatively, she put her hand to the handle and pushed down. It was unlocked. She hesitated, listening for further sounds that would indicate activity or reasons to be outside in the storm, but everything around her seemingly slept on.